Newsquirk News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's been a violent Christmas day in the Middle East. There was an Israeli airstrike in Gaza and a bomb blast outside Tel Aviv. Mark Levie has details.
The two attacks came minutes apart. An Israeli helicopter fired missiles at a car in Gaza City, killing a senior commander of the Islamic Jihad group and several other people, the first such targeted attack by the Israelis in more than 2 months. Then a suicide bomber blew himself up at a bus stop outside Tel Aviv, killing several people and wounding others. All this comes after a large-scale military operation in the Gaza refugee camp, in which Israeli soldiers killed 10 Palestinians. Palestinians responded by firing dozens of mortars and rockets at Israeli towns and Jewish settlements in Gaza. Mark Levie, Tel Aviv.
More deaths are being reported from today's plane crash in Benin. The plane crashed shortly after takeoff in the West African nation. At least 90 are dead. Correspondent Tanali Smith is monitoring the situation from Cairo.
A plane was taking off from Benin. It seems that it had trouble taking off, hit a building at the end of the runway, and then apparently crashed into the ocean. There were about 140 people on the flight, including crew members.
Television images show pieces of the plane lying in the surf, including the cockpit and the rear part of the fuselage. Some passengers whose Christmas travel plans from Paris were abruptly changed are showing their frustration as they try to get where they're going. One woman from Tahiti, who was supposed to fly to Los Angeles on her way home, says she's angry that she wasn't told until the last minute that her flight was canceled. French authorities canceled several Air France flights between Paris and Los Angeles after U.S. officials voiced concerns that terrorists may have been planning to be on board. Efforts to come up with a quick, high-tech way to track cattle from the ranch to the dinner table have become more urgent now that a suspected case of mad cow disease has been found in the U.S. A task force of industry and government experts is looking for gadgets like radio frequencies or ear tags. This is AP Network News. It's been a very loud day in Iraq. Rebels unleashed a string of grenade, rocket, and mortar attacks around Baghdad. The targets were a hotel housing foreigners, two banks, several embassies, and a U.S. Army base. Two civilians were injured. Damage was reported to be minimal. Also today, distant explosions were heard before dawn and after dusk in Baghdad as the U.S. military bombarded suspected rebel positions. In northern Iraq, a suicide bomber detonated an explosives-packed car in front of the Kurdish Interior Ministry in the city of Erbil near Kirkuk. Four civilians were killed. There was time to have some fun on Christmas Day in Iraq. This soldier is going by the name of Santa Claus today, complete with a full wardrobe. He was being mobbed by groups of singing children.
Christmas should be Christmas for children all over the world. It shouldn't matter what country they're in, whether it's Iraq or whether it's America or anywhere.
At Baghdad International Airport, members of the 1st Airborne Division ate a special Christmas lunch that included turkey, shrimp, and other dishes. Christmas is all about the spirit of giving. So some senior citizens in New York are getting free phone calls. Here's Curtis Ellis.
Merrill Lynch is letting senior citizens make free long-distance phone calls anywhere in the world. The brokerage firm has been offering seniors free phone calls on Christmas Day for 24 years. 200 employees come into the office to help make it happen. Marty Sicenti is one of them.
I've been doing this 17 years. It's a time to give back. I have my family come as well.
1,000 people will be calling friends and relatives from the office, and Merrill Lynch is picking up the bill. Curtis Ellis, New York.
Queen Elizabeth is paying tribute to British troops serving in Iraq in her Christmas message. The Queen also offered thoughts for those who have lost a close friend or family member.
I know that all our thoughts at this time are with the families who are suffering the pain of bereavement. All those who have recently lost a close relative or friend will know how difficult Christmas can be.
The Queen delivered much of her 10-minute pre-recorded message standing in front of an armored fighting vehicle at a barracks near the Windsor Castle. It's the first time the address was filmed entirely on location away from a royal residence. A member of a fraternity at the University of Georgia is being treated for possible exposure to rabies. He and two others could be expelled for beating, skinning, and then eating a raccoon. An animal control officer says the three spotted the raccoon behaving erratically. They hit it, shot it with a pellet gun, and skinned it, and then cooked it. The officer says erratic behavior may mean the raccoon had rabies. It can be fatal if untreated. Don Drent and Donna Poliski do not surprise each other at Christmas. The 67-year-olds have been exchanging the same Christmas card since 1953. They grew up in Muskegon, Michigan, and started the tradition there when they were teenagers. Both women say the card is a quirky thing that has captured their hearts during the holiday season. The card is beginning to show the wear and tear of travel and old age, so now Drent and Poliski each hand-deliver the card at Christmas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Network News.
I'm Ray Stajic with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It's pretty nice on this Christmas day as temperatures will be pleasant up near 53 degrees and a few clouds around with sunshine. Thickening clouds overnight tonight, 29. Only partly to mostly cloudy as we head through Friday with a high near 50 and back into the 30s on Saturday with some snow showers around or snow up at ski country in the higher elevations. For the Weather Channel, I'm Ray Stajic on AM 1150.
Imagine that this blue Danube waltz was a photo created by an ordinary printer. Nice, but add a little water, and the color would run, leaving things a bit muddy. Not so when you use an Epson all-in-one. Because only Epson uses exclusive DuraBright inks for photos that actually resist damage from water on all paper types. So not only will this Danube start off blue, it'll stay that way. To learn more about brilliance that lasts, visit Epson.com.
Starting at around $149, the Epson Stylus CX5400 and CX6400 all-in-ones make perfect holiday gifts for all. See them and a complete line of Epson DuraBright printers at Micro Center, the ultimate computer store.
You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
With our best wishes for the happiest of holidays, a Christmas festival of music.
Thank you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in Wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather should be. Let's take that road before we sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnut stop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll merely be like a picture print by Currier and I. These wonderful things we're gonna remember all through our lives. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather should be.
It's our once-a-year holiday tradition, a Christmas festival of music.
Thank you. what worries me, poor child, for thee, and every morn and day, for thy parting, neither say nor seen, why by newly lay, newly lay, thou little tiny child, why by
vote for your choices in the Golden Rings Christmas Music Awards at bestchristmasmusic.com. You're listening to A Christmas Festival of Music.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Get a classic start on your New Year's Eve celebration at Betcher Concert Hall with A Night in Vienna, featuring Strauss, Mozart, and more on Wednesday, December 31st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at all King Super's Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
AM 1150 KNRC features more in-depth reporting than any other Denver talk station. Our in-depth reports have been recognized by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Associated Press for 4 awards of excellence. Hear in-depth reports from award-winning KNRC reporters Mark Roberts and Stacey Farb during the Greg Dobbs Morning Show or anytime at knrcradio.com where you can click it and own it. Denver's in-depth talk station, AM 1150 KNRC. AM 1150 KNRC.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill. when Christ was born.
complement your holiday celebration, our Christmas Festival of Music.
Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple trying. you better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. With little tin horns and little tar drums, Rudy toot toots and rummy tum tums. Santa Claus is coming to town. And curly head dolls that toddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land town all around the Christmas tree. Better watch out, better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh,
date for your holiday celebration. You're listening to A Christmas Festival of Music. Nearly 2,000 years ago, there was said to be a man who would leave presents for children who had been good all year. Not surprisingly, he was the most popular saint of the Middle Ages. Sinterklaas was brought to the New World by the Dutch in the 1620s. Around 1700, Kris Kringle came along from German tradition. And about 130 years ago, today's Santa was unforgettably depicted by Clement Moore in his poem, The Night Before Christmas.
A brightly painted star. Angels gather around the hearth, strumming on guitars. Men of great renown and faith say prayers on boulevards. It's the night before Christmas. But you don't.
Because you don't have to be angry.
Many of the songs you're hearing are nominees for the 2003 Golden Rings Christmas Music Awards at bestchristmasmusic.com, the Christmas Festival of Music.
You know, only a few things make me moan with delight, but this is a family-oriented station, so I can only tell you about one. Chocolate from Fifth Avenue Chocolatier. This is Greg Dobbs, and I'll tell you something else, too. If your friends, your clients and customers, your co-workers, or your employees love chocolate half as much as I do, nothing will make them happier over the holidays than to get a gift from you in chocolate. Now, maybe it's the product you produce, or something in chocolate that represents your hobby. Maybe it's your company logo, or just a business card in succulent chocolate. Fifth Avenue Chocolatier can produce whatever you want, inscribed the way you want it inscribed, and this is the part that really makes it easy. They'll send it where you want it to go, which saves you the grief of wrapping and shipping your gifts. Now, you can see more at their website, denverchocolate.com. But to smell their chocolate, to taste it, you've always got wonderful samples to taste if you drop by. Go to Fifth Avenue Chocolatier. They're on Steele Street in Cherry Creek North between 2nd and 3rd. Open every day of the week because there's never, never a bad day for chocolate. Fifth Avenue Chocolatier.
Frankly, it's difficult to imagine that a breed of men as fierce and warlike as the Scots ever learned to embrace the niceties of a civilized life, much less advance them. I mean, there they were, traipsing around the wee glen in nothing but their bagpipes. And next thing you know, they've invented distilled liquor. Now it's Sean Connery, the Highland Games. Why, they're even making stained glass right here in Colorado. Beautiful stained glass. Extraordinary, really, that everyone can appreciate. Even men like myself. Real men, who don't feel the need to toss around telephone poles in a pathetic attempt to compensate for the notion that their forefathers wore skirts.
English swine. Hi, this is Martin Faith, the owner of Scottish Stained Glass. If you want to make a unique statement in your home, think leaded glass. It's private, beautiful to look at, and surprisingly affordable, with prices starting at just $145, including installation. For a free in-home consultation, call us at 303-766-3811. Holiday gift certificates are now available. 303-766-3811.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of Her Majesty Queen Noor on January 20th, retired General Tommy Franks on March 30th, and Steve Forbes on May 17th. Tickets start at only $50 for the 3-lecture package and are on sale now. Go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
glad tidings brought, an angel bright. How great my joy! Joy, joy, joy! Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. There shall he lie in manger mean. Who shall redeem the world from sin? How great my joy! Joy, joy, joy! Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Lord, evermore to me be nigh. Then shall my heart be filled with joy. How great my joy! Joy, joy, joy! Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
Thanks for joining us for our Christmas Festival of Music.
Happy holidays from AM 1150 KNRC, Littleton, Denver.
AP Network News, I'm Lisa Meyer. It's been nearly 3 months since militants staged a suicide bomb attack on Israeli soil. They did it again today.
A suicide bomber blew himself up at a bus stop outside Tel Aviv. Police say several people were killed and a dozen or so others were wounded.
Correspondent Mark Levy says that two women died at the scene. A man died later en route to the hospital. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine is claiming responsibility. Five people, including a senior Islamic militant, are dead after an Israeli helicopter strike in the Gaza Strip. Witnesses and hospital officials say that in addition to the five who died, 12 others were wounded. Israel's army says that it was targeting a senior Islamic Jihad militant who was planning a deadly attack in coming days. Officials in Benin now say that at least 90 people were killed when a jetliner carrying Lebanese workers home for the holidays crashed into the sea shortly after takeoff. 35 people were rescued from the water. As many as 200 were on the flight. From a Brooklyn YWCA to the Merrill Lynch brokerage firm in Manhattan, the less fortunate are getting help in New York this Christmas Day. Lee Perlman organized today's 13th annual holiday dinner at the Y. He says people lined up early.
An overwhelming number of people waiting to get a hot holiday meal. You know, adults, families, people who are homeless, people who are the working poor, all coming here together to share a holiday meal. Get a toy for their child, get some warm clothing.
Merrill Lynch has been letting senior citizens make free phone calls to anywhere in the world from its Manhattan offices. All Kathleen Wasik wanted for Christmas was to see her son. Even though he's about 8,000 miles away in Iraq, her wish came true today. With the help of a video conferencing system at the Massachusetts National Guard headquarters, Wasik spent part of her Christmas morning with her son, Greg. She said, simply being able to see him face-to-face under these conditions made it the best Christmas gift ever. This is AP Network News. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is blaming Islamic radicals for the latest attempt on his life. It came today outside Islamabad. Correspondent Paul Haven says that the U.S. has cause for concern.
Pakistan is extremely important to the U.S. fight against terror, particularly its battle in Afghanistan. The country has helped the United States with landing rights and base rights.
Two massive bombs were detonated as Musharraf's motorcade passed by. The blasts were strong enough to crack the windshield of the presidential limo. It was just yesterday that Musharraf made a deal with hardline Islamic political parties to quit his post as the head of the army by the end of 2004. Today's attack was the second attempt to kill Musharraf in less than 2 weeks. The ground is still shaking in and around Paso Robles, California today. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake killed two people there on Monday and flattened some historic buildings. A series of quakes with a magnitude of 3.5 or higher have been felt today. There have been no reports of damage from the aftershocks. A group of Christmas flyers still trying to get from Paris to their destinations after three Air France flights were canceled in the last 24 hours due to terrorism concerns. Correspondent Mort Rosenblum was booked on one of his flights which was actually well into the boarding process when airline officials decided to ground the plane.
Quite frankly, when most people did hear that, there were a lot of raised eyebrows saying, oh, God. I mean, I don't think a lot of people really took the threat seriously, quite frankly. A lot of passengers. I think most of them were more concerned about missing Christmas.
Air France says that normal service is expected to resume tomorrow. A gruesome scene greeted firefighters in upstate New York when they responded to reports of two house fires.
According to Schenectady Fire Deputy Chief Rod Nazzati, firefighters found four victims inside an apartment, two of them females and two of them males. Authorities also found a fifth body in a nearby town in Niskayuna, and according to Deputy Fire Chief Rosati, it may be all related.
Correspondent Alicia Chang in Schenectady. Indeed, fire officials believe they are dealing with a murder-suicide in one of the fires. A total of five people died. For years, Virginia has had the lowest cigarette tax in the nation, 2.5 cents a pack. It looks like that's going to change next year as the state looks for a way to balance its budget. Governor Mark Warner has proposed raising that tax to 25 cents per pack and allowing all localities to impose a tax of up to 50 cents. So you eat organic food, you stay away from chemicals as much as possible. How much does it help? For $5,000, you can have your own body pollution assessment done. It's done via a process called biomonitoring. Scientists look at your body fluids and then catalog the bad stuff. Environmentalist Davis Baltz of Bolinas, California, has gone through the process. He said he was shocked to find deposits of pesticides, flame retardants, and other nasty chemicals in his system. Critics say that the tests only serve to scare people, though, and they advise against putting down the money for them. Lisa Meyer, AP Network News.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Staying mild through our Christmas Day afternoon with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the low to mid-50s, overnight lows tonight in the 20s, and about the same tomorrow, again close to 50 with a mix of sun and clouds. We're looking ahead to Saturday. It becomes mostly cloudy, and there's a slight chance of snow late. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Troy, and I met my fiancé on eHarmony.com.
My name is Tom, and I met my fiancé, Brenda, on eHarmony.com.
My name is Jack, and I met my wife, Jennifer, on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the thousands of eHarmony matches. Dating services give you a picture and a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today and get your free personality profile.
Hi, my name's Daniel, and I found my fiance Allison at eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
With our best wishes for the happiest of holidays, a Christmas festival of music.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the street to town, right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Frosty
For your holiday celebration, you're listening to A Christmas Festival of Music.
Born the King of Angels, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Adoremus, venite, adoremus, venite, adoremus.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yes. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Golden days, happy golden days of yours, faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the high. Christmas, have yourself a merry little Christmas, have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Thank you. Vote for your choices in the Golden Rings Christmas Music Awards at bestchristmasmusic.com. You're listening to A Christmas Festival of Music.
LendingTree.com presents today's home mortgage tip. Financing is available for home buyers who realize the benefits of energy conservation. It's called an energy-efficient mortgage, and it's available for both purchasing and refinancing, including conventional fixed-rate and adjustable-rate mortgages. Monthly savings from energy efficiency can be used to qualify borrowers for a larger mortgage. To qualify, you must obtain a home energy rating system report. This message was brought to you by LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win.
When we bought this house, I really loved all the open space nearby.
Me too.
Too bad our real estate agent never mentioned what they had planned for that space.
Yeah, too bad.
Want to find the right real estate agent for you? At LendingTree.com, you choose from up to four agents certified by LendingTree and get up to a $2,000 gift card. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Computers talk in a strange language to us. Then again, so do computer techies. It's hard to find someone who will understand your computer needs. That's why when you're looking for solutions to your computer problems, you're looking for DataTarget.com. At DataTarget.com, you'll find people who target your computer needs in plain English. They'll cater to your problems relating to Microsoft Windows, installation upgrades, email, networking, internet, security, whether it's a business need or personal. You'll find DataTarget.com makes the problem easy to solve. DataTarget.com will be there at your business or home to help rid the frustration of trying to resolve it by yourself or spending hours on the phone with a tech guy who can't even talk. DataTarget.com is affordable, and best of all, your first consultation is absolutely free. DataTarget.com. Call 877-856-1206. That's 877-856-1206. Or log on to www.datatarget.com.
Talk to Greg Dobbs.
Okay, here's real justice. Unmitigated, genuine, obvious, don't argue with me justice. This guy in Tucson yesterday goes up to a Salvation Army setup, and the woman who is volunteering is in a wheelchair herself. She has cerebral palsy. She's 60 years old. This guy comes up, grabs the pot. She struggles with him. He runs with the pot, crosses the street, gets hit by a car.
There is justice out there.
Boy, yes.
Greg Dobbs, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 1150 KNIC.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas. Once more.
Thanks for joining us for our Christmas Festival of Music.
Happy.
For your holiday celebration, you're listening to A Christmas Festival of Music. In olden times, holly and ivy were brought into homes for luck and prosperity. Today's most popular greenery is the poinsettia. Though most of us think of poinsettias as only seasonal decorations, with a few hours of filtered sun each day, total darkness at night, and pruning before Easter, you could have a 20-foot poinsettia tree in just 3 years.
Of the white Christmas. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams.
Many of the songs you're hearing are nominees for the 2003 Golden Rings Christmas Music Awards at bestchristmasmusic.com, the Christmas Festival of Music.
At Computer Associates, we believe that management software is the answer. How can you increase ROI? Management. How do you maximize productivity and increase efficiency? Management. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Management. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Management. Okay, all right. Maybe management isn't the answer to everything. But to find out how the right management software can help you make the most of your entire enterprise, go to ca.com/radio today.
Seeing, digging, give me more.
Where's the best place for after holiday savings?
It's all inside.
The JCPenney After Christmas Sale. 2 days only, this Friday and Saturday, save big store-wide, including 50% off our entire stock of winter outerwear for the family. Plus, Saturday only, don't miss incredible doorbusters 7 to noon, like 70% off holiday trim-a-home. It's the JCPenney After Christmas Sale, Friday and Saturday.
It's all inside.
JCPenney.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, my name is Allison, and I met my fiancé Daniel at eHarmony.com.
My name is Rob, and I met my wife on eHarmony.com.
My name is Brenda, and I met my fiancé Tom on eHarmony.com.
There's a reason why couples who meet on eHarmony.com are falling in love and getting married. Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Successful relationships always begin with broad-based compatibility. That's why at eHarmony.com we match you based on 29 dimensions of compatibility.
It helps you to figure out you, then it helps you to find that person that you are most compatible with.
You're learning intimate things about the person right from the very beginning.
There's a depth to eHarmony that the other sites don't have.
Log on to eHarmony.com and see for yourself why more eHarmony.com matches result in marriage than any online dating service. Do it right now and get your $40 personality profile free.
We have word now of a major four-car collision on the westbound side of the Interbelt.
A toxic road spill that has literally shut this road down.
Breaking news.
With winds in excess of 80 miles per hour. Now, residents have been advised to take precautions.
Beforehand, the team with this kind of record even thought about going to a championship game.
The jury has reached their verdict, and as you know, this has been a very long trial.
When there's breaking news, you'll hear it on AM 1150.
AM 1150.
KNRC.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and man will live forevermore because of a bright new shining star. Then hear a choir sing, the music seem to come from afar.
Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night.
Then find no place to form the child, not a single
It's a holiday tradition, our Christmas festival of music.
Happy holidays from AM 1150 KNRC, Littleton, Denver.
AP Network News, I'm Ed Donahue. Christmas is a day of giving, and in a lot of places the supply of giving is not as great as the demand. In Atlanta, the Hosea Feed the Hungry program is feeding people today at Turner Field. Elizabeth Omilami is helping to feed the homeless today.
We feed between 18 and 22,000 people at each one of these events, and we feed on Christmas, Thanksgiving, Martin Luther King's birthday, and Easter Sunday.
About 4,000 meals are being served at the Brooklyn YWCA today, and some children will get their first and only toy for Christmas as well at the Vatican today.
May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world.
A frail but determined Pope John Paul celebrated Christmas by asking Christ to save the world from war, terrorism, and discouragement. He mentioned the fighting between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And the Pope delivered the entire sermon and greetings himself. They included special blessings in 62 different languages, from Arabic to Swahili. It's been a violent Christmas day in the Middle East. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian suicide bombing at a bus stop killed 4 people. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine claimed responsibility in a call to the Associated Press. Meantime, in Gaza City, an Israeli helicopter fired missiles at a car, killing 5 people, including a senior Islamic Jihad commander. Mohammed al-Hindeh is a member of Islamic Jihad. He said today's attack is a continuation of strife between Israel and the Palestinians.
This is a struggle between our people and Israel, which kill our people every day.
An airport official in Benin says the plane that crashed on takeoff today hit a building at the end of the runway. He says there was a fire and explosion and the plane fell into the Atlantic Ocean. Witnesses say more than 90 people were killed. The jetliner was carrying Lebanese workers home from West Africa for the holidays. There are more than 200 passengers on board. A Lebanese TV station quotes witnesses saying there are about 36 Lebanese survivors. This is AP Network News. Rebels in Iraq unleashed a series of grenade, rocket, and mortar attacks in Baghdad today. The targets include a hotel, 2 banks, an American army base, and several embassies. Lourdes Navarro in Baghdad reports the attacks were expected.
Intelligence the U.S. military had received suggested that insurgents would attack over the Christmas period. Soldiers from the 1st Armored Division in Baghdad have been taking the offensive, launching a series of raids and attacks on suspected rebel positions over the past few nights.
It's Christmas night now in Baghdad, and more explosions have been heard in the center of the city. The weather may not have stopped George Washington, but for a second year in a row, it chased away the actors who were going to reenact his famous crossing of the Delaware River. A downpour last night, after some heavy rain and snow, made the river too dangerous for today's annual event. George Washington and his men crossed the Delaware River from Pennsylvania to New Jersey on Christmas Day in 1776, and it led to some key victories over the British in the Revolutionary War. A lab in Britain is confirming that a cow in Washington state had mad cow disease. The British scientists plan to conduct their own tests on another part of the cow's brain. But the initial independent confirmation means the U.S. has its first case of the brain-wasting disease. The French are now downplaying U.S. worries about threats of a terror attack. 7 men questioned in France were released after no evidence was found that they plan to use a Los Angeles-bound jet to launch terror attacks against the United States. Air France canceled some Paris to L.A. flights. Correspondent Mort Rosenblum was supposed to be on one of those flights.
France was really careful not to say anything. They had everybody check in as normal, and they waited about 3 hours because the Americans thought that 3 Al-Qaeda guys had were checking onto the flight, and they wanted to catch them at the airport.
One woman from Tahiti who was supposed to fly to Los Angeles on her way home says she's angry that she wasn't told until the last minute that her flight was canceled. Police in the Albany, New York area say 5 people have died in 2 separate fires. Investigators say at least 4 of the people were shot to death. Correspondent Alicia Chang is in Schenectady, New York.
He believes it was probably most likely a murder-suicide, but that's still under investigation. I'm not sure in what sequence they think the shooting occurred, but he thinks that it might be all related.
One of the fires was in Schenectady. 3 people were dead there. The other fire was in Niskayuna, not far away. 2 people died there. 13 Portsmouth, Virginia police officers showed up at Michael Smith's house last night. Smith worried that it may be more bad news. Someone broke into his house a day earlier and stole all but 1 of the gifts for his girlfriend and their kids. Last night, the Portsmouth Police Crime Busters van drove up to Michael Smith's house. The officers walked in one at a time and piled presents under the Christmas tree. By the end of the day, dozens of officers had donated gifts to the Smiths, money, and their time to shop for presents. Merry Christmas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Network News.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We'll keep mainly clear skies today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Then by Saturday, it'll start to cloud up, and it looks like we could get a little light snow. The mild air sticks around. Today's highs in the low to mid-50s, lows tonight in the 20s, and then close to 50 on Friday. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It seems that once one person gets a cold, it's only a matter of time before it's passed on to everyone else. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues with 3 germ-blocking layers help keep germs where they belong. Thank goodness for Kleenex Tissue.
I'm still working on perfecting my digital photography skills. But making prints for my digital camera? Now that's easy. Thanks to Walgreens' new digital photo center available at thousands of Walgreens locations. I bring in any digital media to make prints that are better and last longer than the ones I can print at home. I only print the ones I like, and a 4x6 print is only 29 cents. Walgreens' new digital photo center, where America takes its digital pictures.
You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
A Christmas festival of music. A Christmas present from us to you.
Just hear those sleigh bells tingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in the wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy when they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
music for your holiday celebration. You're listening to A Christmas Festival of Music.
December's here at last, a time for celebration. Christmas present, Christmas past, they tumble down together like the snow. What a show. Now the snowman Karen made melting by the roadside on the wind, a serenade of children's voices singing, I believe, I believe in love, I believe. On Christmas morning you awaken with a smile, watch the snowflakes fly, and then you love me, and I realize how sweet a life can be. All the memories coming back again this year on Christmas morning. Sentimental melodies surround me like an old friend. She spent a winter here with me, and silently we watched the seasons change. And they change so fast, fade away. On Christmas morning you smile, you hold me in your arms, we watch the snowflakes fly, and then you love me, and I realize how sweet a life can be. No memories will always take me back, hold me back in time. On Christmas morning
outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. when we finally kiss goodnight. How I'll hate going out in the storm, but if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
For your choices in the Golden Rings Christmas Music Awards at bestchristmasmusic.com. You're listening to A Christmas Festival of Music.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Get a classic start on your New Year's Eve celebration at Betcher Concert Hall with A Night in Vienna, featuring Strauss, Mozart, and more on Wednesday, December 31st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at all King Super's Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
Wow, I can't believe it. 50 years. Hi, this is Keith Lair with my sister Linda asking you to come see Lair Fireplace and Patio for all your fireplace needs and help us celebrate our 50th year in business.
Lair's is truly a family business. With our brother Ken at our Arvada store at 81st and Sheridan, I'm at our Littleton store on South Broadway, just north of Arapahoe Road, and Keith is at our original store in Denver at Holly and Evans.
When our father, Joe Lair, started in 1954, he had a very simple philosophy. Sell quality products and treat your customers fairly. You know what? It's worked for 50 years.
That's why we carry quality fireplaces and inserts from Cozy Heat.
If you're building, remodeling, or converting an existing fireplace to gas, check out the superior construction and efficiency of Cozy Heat.
You know, the fireplace is the focal point of most rooms. So do it right. Don't skimp. Get a Cozy Heat. Our expert installers can give you a free estimate right in your home.
That's Lair Fireplace and Patio, Denver's most trusted fireplace specialist for 50 years.
AM 1150, KNRC is proud to continue a Denver broadcast tradition. The State of Colorado, produced in conjunction with the Denver Press Club and Rocky Mountain Reflections. The State of Colorado is where Greg Dobbs hosts a panel of Denver journalists discussing the major stories of the week every Friday morning from 8 to 9:30. It's the most in-depth analysis and perspective on Denver radio. The State of Colorado is brought to you in part by Denver Center Attractions and International Optique. Friday mornings at 8 on AM 1150, KNRC. AM 1150 KNRC.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder
complement your holiday celebration, our Christmas festival of music.
In the sky, little lamb, do you you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
It's our once a year holiday tradition. A Christmas festival of music.
See the magic light and hear the ring.
You're listening to the best Christmas music and hearing many of this year's nominees for the 2003 Golden Rings Christmas Music Awards. Review the nominees and vote for your favorites at www.bestchristmasmusic.com. Voting is still underway at bestchristmasmusic.com.
wish. This is my only lifelong wish. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Many of the songs you're hearing are nominees for the 2003 Golden Rings Christmas Music Awards at bestchristmasmusic.com, the Christmas Festival of Music.
The following conversation is real. It took place on April 1st, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar Center, this is Jeff.
I would like to activate my phone.
Right now, it looks like it has been activated. And are you familiar how to make a call?
No.
All right, let me explain it to you. Whenever you get ready to place a call, there's a white dot button.
Right, it's got a green light flashing right now.
Yeah, right beside it. Whenever you get ready to place a call, you'll press that button, and the system's going to say OnStar ready. You're going to say the word dial.
OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free, voice-activated cellular phone built into OnStar-equipped vehicles. So if your cell phone is forgotten, out of range, or has a low battery, you'll have the backup you need to make and receive important calls from the road just in case. Many Chevrolet cars and trucks are among the 51 GM models available with OnStar. OnStar Personal Calling is available in most markets. To learn more, visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com.
I think that's it for now until I see how I like it. My brother's got it. He said, don't you dare buy a vehicle without it.
Good to hear.
Thank you so much.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
LendingTree.com presents today's home mortgage tip. If you're over 62, you may qualify for a reverse mortgage, which allows seniors to tap into home equity they've built up without moving or taking on extra debt. A reverse mortgage makes payments to you. You pay the money back plus interest and other charges when you sell or move out of your home. With a reverse mortgage, you can never owe more than your home's value at the time the loan is repaid. This message was brought to you by LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win.
LendingTree.com presents How to Make Your Big Debt Small Debt. 1. Get all your debts together.
Okay, got them. Stacks piling.
2. Consolidate your debts into one low monthly payment with a debt consolidation loan at LendingTree.com, where banks compete and you choose the loan that's right for you. To consolidate your debt, call 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com.
Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Dr. Yuki hosts the exciting The Wild and Wacky World of Pets and Animals, airing live Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KNRC. The show is a zany, fast trip into the hilarious and fascinating world of animals. Learn unusual facts about the critters with which we share our world. Callers can win prizes during the Pet Trivia Challenge, and lots of fun is in store. Don't miss the fast-paced, action-packed hour of fun and hilarity with Dr. Yuki and The Wild and Wacky World of Pets and Animals, Saturdays at 2 on KNRC.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Loving friends who are dear to us will be near to us once more. From now on, we all will be together. The fates allow, but till then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
We hope you're enjoying our Christmas festival of music. This program is produced for the world's best radio stations by the Christmas Music Networks. All rights reserved.
thanks for joining us for our Christmas Festival of Music.
Happy holidays from AM 1150 KNRC, Littleton, Denver.
AP Network News, I'm Lisa Meyer. Volunteers across the nation have been sharing their wealth and good fortune with those less fortunate on this Christmas. In Atlanta, about 20,000 people have gotten a good meal and new clothes at Turner Field as part of the Hosea Feed the Hungry and Homeless program.
The homeless took showers in the same place the Braves team members shower, and they get their food on the Lexus level where the VIPs watch the game.
Elizabeth Omalami is the executive director of the program. She says this year it has been tough to fill the needs that exist out there. Donations are down about 35% because corporate donors are hurting too. From a Brooklyn YWCA to the Merrill Lynch brokerage firm in Manhattan, the less fortunate got help in New York as well. Lee Perlman organized today's 13th annual holiday dinner at the Y. About 4,000 holiday meals were served. Plenty of presents were handed out as well.
People like being in a situation where they feel they're part of other family. And quite frankly, people are happy to be in a position where they can get a toy for their child. For the children here today, this is the first and only toy they're going to get today.
Merrill Lynch lets senior citizens make free phone calls to anywhere in the world from their Manhattan offices. The company's been doing that on Christmas for 24 years. Round one of the holiday shopping season is over. Now it's time for the hardcore bargain hunters to hit the stores. The after Christmas sales.